Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Good morning, video games. Welcome once again to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me as always...
Good afternoon, good evening and good night, video games. I'm Ben Vernell, and with us as always...
Adam Knox. That's all you need. Give him the information and get out.
Would love it if you then just didn't talk for the entire rest of the episode.
Adam Knox, the porn star?
That's me.
Okay.
I don't know if he's still active. I think he's quit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Wait, there really is?
There used to be.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, I would always get tagged in like Adam Knox caught in Cumfest. No, sorry, Adam Knox.
Yeah, but what about the ones that weren't about you?
All right. Bound and Caught in Cumfest was generally the title of his most prolific... No, that's not the right word to use there.
Frequent?
Most regularly reposted.
Mm-hmm. This is revealing way too much, but I was, let's just say, doing a little bit of relaxing last night.
Oh, I don't want to hear this story.
I've already heard enough to make me not want to hear anything ever again.
But I, in a random search on a video website I was perusing.
Come on.
Boys, come on.
Come on.
Grow up, all right? A video came up featuring James Dean. The famous porn star.
Yes.
Okay. Whose work I had never watched.
Yes.
And I put it on and I got a little bit starstruck. Because, you know, you hear the name. I'd never actually... you know, some people like hunt out videos by...
Yes.
I think they're called
MILF hunters.
They are into a certain performer or whatever.
That dude
I just
as
had
well,
never had that. I mean, it was weird to actually watch a video of his after like knowing his name.
That guy is kind of a piece of shit though.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It for a while it was a fun joke that two of our friends looked like him.
Right.
Yeah. And then they looked like each other as well.
And then it became unfortunate.
He's
bad.
He's a piece of shit.
I don't really know anything about him other than him being cast in that Bret Easton Ellis movie.
Yeah, with Lindsay Lohan.
With Lindsay Lohan and Bret Easton Ellis trying to be like just really Bret Easton Ellis-ing it up. It's like, I'm making a movie and guess what? I'm casting a porn star in it.
Yeah. The fact that he looks like our two friends was the main thing I knew about him.
Yeah.
And then at one point one of them got very angry with that comparison and showed us an article about why.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know who these people are. You gotta remind me to ask you off mic.
Murphy and Tom.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay, right.
Yeah. Trying to imagine their dicks.
Well, also I was like, well, we couldn't say that on mic, and then realised, why not?
Yeah.
It's not incriminating in any way.
It's a compliment. He's a handsome guy.
He's a handsome guy.
Anyway,
folks, quick reminder, come see the boys at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Come
if you are in Melbourne.
Come see the boys was Adam Knox's second most popular.
What do we got? We got Chimp Cop,
7:30. That's correct.
At Trades Hall.
And then 6:30 on weekends, no Wednesdays. I'm on at 9:45 p.m. Except for Mondays, and it's 8:45 on Sundays. I'm at Acme.
I am at 8:20 every night. Except for I don't do Tuesdays.
Yep.
And I'm at the Cooper's Inn.
Right.
All three beautiful venues.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm a fan of.
Could you see us all in the one night?
No, not really.
Nah,
you'd miss
the start,
the start of
me.
Of your show,
the only good bit.
Yeah.
It's really front loaded. All the singles up front.
Yeah.
And then just by the end it's just 15 minutes of avant-garde noodling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got an instrumental section of your comedy show.
Yeah. I was just telling you off mic, I literally do.
Yeah.
But you boys have started.
Yep.
It's going well.
Yeah.
Rave reviews on the socials so far.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun festival so far.
Yeah.
I'm not tired anymore.
I think your account is the only one I haven't hidden as part of my mental health purge of not wanting to follow every idiot that we're friends with retweeting every nice thing that gets said about them.
A mental health purge. It's like the purge. Mm. But everyone, for 24 hours, you just sit in bed and you watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay? You just make some popcorn and you fucking turn your phone off.
I'm having a bath, guys.
Yeah. Self-care. Remember back when it was called being a fucking asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah, when it was called being selfish.
Yeah, yeah. What a rebrand. Good on us.
God.
All right, fellas. What do we got?
All right, let's stop having fun. Let's talk about video games. A lot of stuff happened like the day after we published last week, I think.
Yeah. Well, we're recording on the Sunday previous, and we'll be doing that for the next few weeks. So we're like a little behind on the news and stuff for when this is out, but unavoidable.
Yeah. To make up for it, we'll be extra funny.
I don't intend to do that. If anything, I'm going to be gruff and short.
Mm.
Cunt. I'm not going to say much, cunt.
That threw me off. It was so short.
Gruff. Hey. Fuck up, mate.
We talked about the state of play that was the PlayStation presentation.
We tried to predict what it was going to be.
Yeah.
The PS5 not announced.
No.
I tell you what, we couldn't have predicted how little it would have been about.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't even remember when we were looking up what we were talking about, anything that happened in it.
Yeah. I remember one thing.
Which is something that you shouldn't, like, is a game that a lot of people don't even remember exists,
Absolutely.
Let alone an addition to it.
Yeah.
What was the thing that you remember?
Iron Man VR. No Man's Sky VR. So it's a new update. It's also, I think it's called No Man's Sky Beyond. So they're adding full online multiplayer support.
Yeah.
So like proper, I'm assuming there'll be like guilds.
Did they do that already?
I thought they had done
that. Yeah, I thought that was the last update they did.
They've added like the ability to see other people and talk to them and interact with them.
Okay.
But I'm assuming what they mean is like groups and guilds and factions and designing your own character from scratch.
Actual content that is focused around
and
interacting, I guess.
Yeah,
like
I don't...
trading minerals or whatever.
That kind of stuff. Okay. I don't know if there's voice
Exciting!
Chat. But like voice chat, I think, isn't in there yet. So I'm just...
Right.
They're like, all of this stuff, it's going to be like an MMORPG, but you don't have to pay for it.
Okay.
Is the distinction they made in their press release. And VR.
And then there's a third aspect to it, because I remember when they said the Beyond thing, they were like, it's three big things...
Maybe more story content.
And is it like online VR and another, or am I misremembering that?
I only remember online and VR.
And the VR it's not a separate thing. It's like allows you to play the full actual game in VR.
So
which is pretty cool.
It's great.
Yeah.
So I've got the version on the PC that came from GOG.com. Mm. That I can't play with VR.
Right.
Because you can if you have it on Steam, and then you've got a whole PC VR thing.
Yes.
So I might... VR being in that is maybe enough for me to just get it on the PS4. It's probably on sale quite cheaply often. Right?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I would imagine, yeah.
But it wasn't that expensive to begin with, right? It didn't come out as a full...
It might have been
like 40, 50 bucks or something.
Yeah, I don't think it was 90. But yeah, like free VR and like a whole new MMORPG aspect is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think all the updates that they've done, they have added a lot of significant stuff, which... It seems like people just don't really care about because there's still this perception that it was like underbaked when it came out. But I don't feel like they're getting enough credit for continuing to work on it and continuing to upgrade it and continuing to add pretty cool things at no extra cost because, people just have this bug up their ass about them from when the game launched and wasn't what they... quote unquote said it was going to be.
Yeah. Well, the core basic thing of what you're doing in that game is still pretty much the same as what it was, right?
Like
you're looking around at not that different plants and shooting them to
get it is also a lot of the updates added more different stuff.
Right.
So like the planets became more like real planets with actual like it really looked like someone hit a maths algorithm and it was like, there's a planet. Mm. But now they look more like a real planet with like rivers and canyons and like so they've been tweaking it, like, yeah, every
and
single
yeah,
time.
And yeah, you so you liked it from day one.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
loved it from day one.
I did.
And you've been enjoying all the updates that have come along.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I mean, I'd love for something that I really love to keep getting that kind of significant support for free this long after. Is it two? It's more than 2 years?
I think it's more than 2 years.
It feels
it's
like fucking ages ago that we reviewed it, yeah. that
it's
we talked about it.
Be 3 years. Cause
yeah, right.
Yeah, it'd have to be 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, I can't really think of too many other things that have continued to have that kind of stuff added to them.
Mm. No, other than ones where you are, like, paying a subscription fee or
yeah,
or
yeah, those
like
those
that.
Like, yeah, those online sort of shootery kind
yeah.
of things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, that, I mean... If that became more of a thing, if more developers kind of did that, like gave enough of a fuck about the people who are enjoying it.
Mm. What stuff like Hollow Knight and like Dead Cells get
yep.
regular,
yeah.
Or got regular updates in Hollow Knight's case. So like, yeah, it is very cool. And a lot of smaller indie developers, which Hello Games still kind of is.
Yeah.
Do that and it's cool. Stardew Valley.
Yep. Yeah, it makes sense as well because, yeah, I think they're still a relatively small team who would have made heaps of money when it launched, but had to have given a lot of that back. A lot of people were pissed off. But I think there's still a really big player base. Mm. It's just not a blockbuster level player base.
And if they're going to make something else afterwards, they need to have the word of mouth of the people who are still on this one be so good for the next one that this is kind of is marketing for their next game as well.
For
that's
sure,
the
yeah.
only problem with it is that they just stumbled at the start of it because the message of what it was got so muddied before
Sony
it came
fucked
out.
Them.
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Sure. But I think, yeah, the other point is that like they got so much money from this game that wouldn't have been that cheap to make in the first place. Mm. It's still a small team, so... They can do heaps of shit. It's just going to take longer because there's less people. It's not a giant studio.
Yeah.
But they can go like, all right, we have the budget to work for 5 years on this game.
Yeah.
So we'll just do that.
Yeah. Iron Man VR. Any thought? That
looks
being like the
boring.
Other biggest thing is like, who cares?
Yeah.
I don't care.
I mean, it's the first of these like Marvel games they've been making for a while, I guess. Is that true?
Is this a game or is this another like experience-y kind of thing? Like
it looks like it's a
was?
Short experience bullshit thing,
yeah,
but like that's what they've made with the Marvel thing on it, you know? Like
Yeah. Which, I don't know, it feels it like we're to have a presentation where you're announcing this game, No Man's Sky, which is huge and infinite and whatever, and you can play that in VR. And then we've had Astro Bot come out, which is a fully-fledged game, not super long, but it is still a game.
Yeah.
To then go back to your other big announcement being, okay, here's another experience. It's like, it felt like these were the demos to kind of test the water of VR.
Well, totally.
And now
I
we're starting to push into... you know, being beyond that.
I don't think it's an experience in the way of
Batman.
Sit back and watch, but it's like a point and shoot VR game that there have been hundreds of. It's what it looked like.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Because the Batman one, which obviously is not Marvel, was like, what, half an hour or something? Tops?
Yeah, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I liked that. It was really cool, but it was one of those dipping our toe in the water things that VR had very early on. And still kind of has. Yeah, most of them aren't particularly complex.
Have you played, and this is a peek behind the curtain, here comes a plug for the YouTube channel, by the way, where we've been uploading our little Let's Plays.
I know what you're going to
ask me
about.
Where we got a little glimpse behind the Adam Knox curtain when we were recording that, and we saw on your home screen on your PlayStation.
I have not played Britney Spears 2007 Simulator yet. You have to hold the Move controller up to your head.
No, it's way more embarrassing than that. The Rick and Morty VR experience that we saw sitting on the home screen of Adam Knox's PlayStation 4.
I bought it on sale because I thought it'd be a funny thing for the show.
Yes.
And I have not played it yet.
Okay.
I quite like the show, Rick and Morty.
I love Rick and Morty, It's a shame that it gets dragged through the mud by being the show of choice of complete idiots, but it's a really funny show.
I don't even know if it is the show. Like, I think it's just the show of choice for T-shirts.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't even know if there are complete idiots who like... I think most people...
Oh, there are.
Well, there are with
everything.
Well, the
Szechuan
Sauce thing
was like... Because
a lot of them
attacked some of the female writers.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a big thing. A lot of the fans had a go at the writers for changing some things... and only attacked the female
okay,
ones.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
It should be a pickle. It should have been a potato.
I didn't see that season. I think I've only seen one and two, which I did love. Like, some of the sci-fi concepts in that were so well executed.
Yeah. Oh, totally. It reminds me of, it's an updated Futurama.
I think it's a smarter Futurama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it takes a lot of those kind of what they were doing, like...
I mean, you have to have a high IQ to...
Right.
I forgot that that was a meme.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that
There was
too.
That. There was the fucking Szechuan sauce thing.
God, that pretty video of the fucking kid with his jumper
okay,
up.
Okay, I'm wrong. Yeah. Yeah, it's piece of shit person time.
Yeah.
But,
but it is really funny.
It is.
And
it's
a funny show. The almost like... Twilight Zone-ish kind of aspect of it, of like you tune into an episode and it's like it literally anything could happen.
Yes.
Like you never know week to week what the plot's going to be. Mm-hmm. What?
It just sounded like a 75-year-old man who's seen it and is trying to relate to his son about it.
Right,
like,
right.
You tune in
every
week.
Yeah.
And honestly, you never know what's going to happen. Could be anything. It's a crazy world that they've created.
Is tune in a phrase that will ever be kind of like gotten rid of out of the lexicon, or is it just so ingrained now? Because it's been,
maybe
20 years since you've done any kind of tuning. Mm. Probably longer than that.
Wind down the window. You wind down the window in the car, but when was the last time you actually wound it down?
Mm. Yeah, taping something has gone. We used to say, I'll tape that. I'll tape that. Then it became, I'll record that. And now...
But now you don't even record.
I still do like if you're playing back a digital video to say like, okay, roll the tape.
Yes.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I say it to myself before I then say, hey, Google.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, sorry. I shouldn't even say that out loud. Yeah, when you do say that out loud, it activates people's Google things.
I don't have anything in here. This is safe. But this is
no, people who are listening
to
it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The people we're actually talking to.
Your sister told me a story.
Hang on a minute.
Yesterday about the Google things where they were talking about
Ben
like
has a little penis.
Fucking in the show, Knox said that to introduce me.
Really?
Yeah, he said, here's Ben. He's got the smallest dick in Chimcom.
Yeah. anyway.
Just quickly. Bravo.
It's a great show. Her and her boyfriend were at home talking about they've got a cat. They were talking about cat food.
Yeah.
Didn't say any Google thing. Didn't bring up anything. The Google goes, oh, no, plants. They were talking about getting a plant. They went,
a cat is a plant.
This type of plant is available from Bunnings. It just out of nowhere started fucking saying it.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. I've been on the fence about getting one of those Google Home things.
Yeah.
And first of all, I'm like, I don't really know what I would use it for. And then also that I'm just like, I don't need to go in on this.
It most usually is a clock for me when I'm late.
Yep.
And I'll like say, baba baba, what's the time?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be walking around putting a shirt on and tell me the time and I'll go, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
I think it's great for that. It feels like having a little assistant.
Yeah.
I mean, it is called Google Assistant, but it feels like you're talking to actual person you have at a desk outside of your room.
Right.
And they're talking to you through a speaker.
I feel like
friendly.
I've said this on the show before, but with the Apple Watch, I got it and it's like a pretty ultimately pointless piece of equipment that you then become completely reliant on. Like being able to look at my wrist to get texts and stuff like that. Don't need it, but just got very used to it to the point where now when the battery's flat and I don't have it on me, I get extremely pissed off.
Yeah.
And I think the Google Home would be the same thing. Do not need it at all, would become reliant on it, and then if I'm in a hotel or whatever or staying somewhere where I don't have it, it would fucking annoy me that I've become used to calling out to it and whatever.
Well, I've had mine for a while, like maybe 18 months.
You're an early adopter.
Yeah. So fortunately for me, mine is so unreliable that I just don't, the Wi-Fi always disconnects.
I got
it to use it as a Bluetooth speaker, basically.
Yeah.
And it sucks at that.
Right.
I probably should just get a newer one. But yeah, that's how I avoid getting
You can get those big fuckers now with the great speakers.
Mm. And like a screen. Some of them have a screen as well.
Yeah.
Crazy
what
shit,
what if you
man.
Got like a Google Home, but it's not voice activated and it's huge. It's like 65 inches across. Mm-hmm. It's all screen. And then you get separate speakers with it and you plug in like a PS4 and do the music through there.
That sounds very inconvenient.
Yeah, it does. Anyway, I reckon people won't say tune in anymore.
Mm. Okay, interesting.
Okay, Google, continue playing Filthy Casuals. I hope that works.
I wonder what it'll do then.
Yeah.
the state of play. Pretty boring.
Yeah.
Not really much in it.
Yeah.
It's interesting for them to clearly sort of look at the model of like your Nintendo Direct sort of thing and go, oh, we'll start doing that, but we'll take the most underwhelming ones they've ever done and use that as our benchmark.
And to cancel their E3 thing, to go, this is what we'll switch to, and out of the gate, what have we got? What do you mean nothing? We already called E3. We're already out. What do you mean you got nothing? What about that Iron Man game? What do you mean it's not a game?
Yeah.
Wait. Why didn't they just wait a couple of months until there was?
Chuck something in. Chuck a little tease in there.
No one was expecting it to happen. But and I can't really remember anything. They showed a little bit more Days Gone, I think.
Yeah, maybe a couple of other trailers.
Looks shitty to me.
Yeah.
Other stuff.
Weird move. Just
wait.
I mean,
good for us. Good for us that there wasn't some huge bombshell announcement that we'd, missed the boat on with our episode being recorded four days before it happened.
Apple had their thing.
So that we kind of did miss. I think that might have happened closer to when we recorded rather than released.
So they announced a bunch of services, basically. They're getting more into the service thing. So they've got their streaming video package thing, which looks like it gathers together a bunch of other companies who didn't really want to start their own one.
Sure.
And puts them out. I don't know too much about it.
And this is to take on Netflix, essentially.
It's similar,
But they've commissioned a bunch of originals as well, haven't they?
Yes.
I think Kumail Nanjiani and Emily Gordon are making a show for them.
Oh,
I could be wrong on that.
Right. I think there's something with Kristen Wiig that is like was happening, but now is like in weird, maybe not mode. Nothing particularly interesting as far as I was concerned with that. They've got a credit card.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Coming out, which is fucking weird.
It's like a no-fee credit card, which made me interested in it.
I guess it is, but no credit card is a no-fee credit card. Well, they're tricking you.
Well, they said no fee. Maybe there's extremely high interest. No, they wouldn't do that.
No,
surely.
Apple do not overcharge for anything.
No. It's made out of like metal as well.
Whoa, dude, metal comes out of the fucking ground.
Yeah, they really are, like, they're going, hey, it's like everyone has brushed steel iPhones and a brushed steel credit card.
It's titanium laser engraved, and it doesn't even cost you anything for us to give it to you. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I saw people being like, wow, and they're giving us the credit card for free, but it's made of titanium. It's like, cunt. It is A, not free.
Yeah, you are giving them your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, it has like little colors that change based on how much you've spent in the app.
Oh, well, I'm getting one. So I'm like, definitely getting one.
Pink will get bigger if you spent more on entertainment.
We're all thinking it.
I wasn't.
We're all hoping someone would jump in front of that bullet.
Couple of fucking horny boys today.
Oh, big time, brother.
Anyway, thanks for saying it, Knox.
Most important thing for us is that they've got a new game streaming service.
Yeah, Apple Arcade was the thing that people were like, hey, you guys going to talk about this?
Yeah.
And then a week went by and we were like, I forgot that even was existing.
It's very funny that they come out with that name. Apple Arcade. Sounds so cool. Like, I reckon Google just sitting there going, Arcade!
Yeah.
That's what we should have called it. Not the Stadia.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh. It also makes me think it's like all old re-releases of arcade games for some reason.
Now that would be sick.
Well, so it does
seem...
Here you
go, guys. Yeah. Frogger.
It doesn't seem as though it is going to be a lot of... Like, it doesn't seem like it's going to be normal. I can't think of a better word than that. Normal
like
games.
Like AAA...
Is it curated it developers from the App Store? So it's essentially not too much... It's not them bringing out a console or any... massive leap. It's just them.
It's a storefront.
So it's a storefront they're curating.
And everyone is exclusive to Apple, all the games.
Right.
So you're not getting third-party games at all.
Right.
Which
is, I think, could be cool.
It's probably, I guess so.
It's interesting.
A little more interesting than...
It's focused on indie developers, as far as I know as well. And smaller games. It's not Assassin's Creed. It's not fucking Sekiro.
No.
It's near Monument Valleys and stuff like that.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And so it'll have more than 100 apparently at launch, and they haven't really announced any of the games. They've just announced developers who are involved. So Annapurna Interactive, that name rings a bell. Who the fuck's that?
Yeah, they...
Did they do Monument Valley?
Maybe.
I see their name at the start of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it probably starts with an A.
Donut County, I think, might have been them.
It's because it starts with an A. That's why. Yeah, that sounds right.
I get you.
Yeah. Cartoon Network, Konami, Lego, Sega, Hironobu Sakaguchi, Ken Wong, and Will Wright.
So just to back over it, yeah, Annapurna is Donut County, What Remains of Edith Finch,
oh, right.
Florence, Gone Home, Flower, a lot of games.
Yeah.
Cool. Hmm. So, yeah, it's interesting that it's all just theirs, and so you can play them across any Apple thing, so iPhones, iPads, and on Macs.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Is it a similar thing where they're going to have a controller, or is it still...
Doesn't look like it. I'd imagine they'd all be touch-based.
Right.
If they're going to be on an iPhone.
That's less interesting.
I imagine there would be some sort of, like, edict that you have to...
Mm.
And you can also play them on Apple TVs, it looks like.
Right, well, then it can't be touch.
I don't know how that little control remote thing works.
Mm. But it'd have to be, I guess it'd just have to be like one, so like jump is touch the screen, which can also just be a button.
Yeah.
If it's not dependent on where you're touching on the screen.
Yeah.
Or something like Monument Valley may be a little more tricky. But I mean, if it's a thing where it's like, yeah, that principle with the Google Stadia thing, being able to play it across anything and kind of pick up and resume where you were. Is great. That would be that's really cool. And and it being a curated list of devs instead of just like, oh, well, we've got the platform and the storefront, and then I guess whatever happens on here from now, we'll fucking see.
Yeah.
Like them actually being proactive about gathering up, you know, having exclusives.
Totally, yeah.
Sounds sick.
It sounds like they just want to formalize the fact that they own mobile gaming and make it, convenient for everyone to just go through them.
All of it is playable offline.
Okay.
Everything on there, so it's not streaming, it's downloading.
Yeah, yeah.
Which seems like, it's a specific, hey, fuck you, Google.
That was my big concern with the idea of the Stadia was automatically, you can't, there's no playing it on a plane, there's no, if you're in a hotel with dodgy Wi-Fi or whatever.
Yeah.
There are actually a couple games that have been announced.
Okay.
Overland, don't know what that is.
Oh, that was announced, that was part of... The Nindies thing, I think. It's on Switch as well.
Oh, it's the fucking top-down XCOM-looking thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
zombie-ish
right.
kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonic Racing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that is probably some sort of mobile version of that new one that's coming out. Beyond a Steel
Sky.
How
you figure that?
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Oceanhorn 2, Knights of the Lost Realm.
Ooh.
Fuck yeah.
I've never heard of Oceanhorn, but that is a terrible name.
Yeah.
Do you remember Hornblower?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember... Oh, what was this thing's
Ocean
name?
Ocean Girl?
No, Horn, something Horn.
Hornswoggle.
With
David Horn.
That guy from... Mindhorn!
What the fuck is Mindhorn? Horn is a stupid word.
It had the guy who's not Noel Fielding from Mighty Boosh. It was a movie on
Julian
Netflix.
Julian Barrett?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Never watched it.
Me either.
It is called Mindhorn, though.
Wow.
Do you remember The Brave Little Toaster? Never seen that. Fantasian is another game. That's from Hironobu Sakaguchi, who was Final Fantasy guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. It'll you can go between devices, pick up where you left off. It sounds good. It sounds like it's definitely... Oh, fucking hell. There's a big long list of
publishers
there who are
going to
be involved.
Cool.
So I think that's cool.
Mm.
Having each of them be a little bit different... With these like streaming service thing, because if it's 10 different versions of like here's Just Cause 4, then
for sure,
who cares? Who gives a shit?
Apple also saying that they cancelled their Air Charge thing.
Yes. Air power.
Wasn't that? And that's sort of been preemptively built in as a selling point of like heaps of the stuff they've been making recently.
Yeah,
that's so funny to then go. Nah, it turns out we actually can't be fucked.
Which is weird, right? It's just a wireless charger, isn't it?
Except it's the fact that it was a big pad and you were meant to be able to put anything anywhere and charge it up.
Yeah. Right.
So normally they have one little coil.
Yeah, I've got one. It's just the center, yeah.
Yeah, and this one was going to be put it anywhere and it'll charge it.
That sounds great. I'd love to buy one.
Well, unfortunately, it is not possible.
Fuck.
Like, apparently it was, heating up too much or some shit.
Right,
that makes sense.
I don't know exactly what happened.
No, it was heating up.
Book?
It was a Brave Little Toaster. Something I also have not seen.
Yeah, me either. Let's do a commentary.
I'd love to.
The Brave Little
Toaster. I've heard it's good.
All right, boys, we're doing it.
Dude, I reckon this toaster's not going to be brave enough to do this. Yeah. This toaster seems like a coward to me. Oh my God, he's doing it.
Yeah, he's not so little after all.
Us just roasting the brave little toaster. Yeah, I've been thinking about getting one of them, the third party ones where you can, it's got, yeah, they have ones that have stand for your phone and then a little bit for your watch.
Yeah.
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 That'd be pretty convenient. That's my hot take.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to charge my phone.
So I actually can charge my
phone. Other thing is EA fired a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Which sucks. 350 people, it seems like, in like marketing. But I don't really have anything to say about that.
It's not like EA needs people to sort of spin their image at all.
Well, I think their image is like,
get rid of those.
You did this. Get out.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah.
They're specific. That, like, I reckon they are nailing down on, like, okay, we just make FIFA and Madden.
Probably,
let's
yeah.
fucking right. shut up about Star Wars. We're yeah. losing that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Like, it's hopefully it does. I mean, well, they've got fucking Thingo now, though.
You're going to have to do
Battle Boy.
A bit more work than that.
Apex Legends.
Okay, right.
So they'll
make sports games and have one money spinner.
And hopefully Titanfall 3 will still come out one day.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, those people could potentially go work at Monolith Soft, who were advertising for positions
That's an odd suggestion. Yeah. Why would they do that? Is there something I don't know about Monolith Soft that's going on? Tommy, can you inform me? No, fuck off.
It would be my pleasure. Uh-huh. Yeah, they put up ads during the week that they are hiring their Japanese company that make Xenoblade Chronicles, those games. They specifically were advertising for people to come work for them to work on a new Zelda game, which people then went, does this mean there's a spin-off Zelda that Monolith are working on? But Monolith end up being absorbed by the in-house Zelda team when Nintendo make one of them. So realistically, it probably means more likely that production is ramping up on a new Zelda, potentially.
Cool.
The next big one. It is a weird way of finding out that this stuff is happening by there just being a public job listing.
Yeah.
Like, it is... It's, I don't know. That's kind of a weird way that news getting out.
Quite often, it's someone's CV on LinkedIn or there's a job listing or something like that does give stuff away. Or makes people think that something is more than it is. Like when they were looking for people to work on a Diablo project and then it ended up not being so. Oh, they are definitely making a Diablo 4 though.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it was what is it called? Oblivion or something? Immortal? The Diablo one?
Immortal sounds right.
It's not.
Could it be for that one that's coming out? Link's Awakening?
I doubt it.
I don't know either.
Well,
I don't work at the company or read this news article.
I who knows? It seems to make that because it was one of those things where it's like very quick news cycle of like people going, oh, Monolith are doing something new with it. And then it's like, no, they always cull people from Monolith to work on the big ones. I didn't know it either until I read that thing. But it's like within an hour, like the story on the site has been updated. It's like, cool your jets, folks. But it is exciting to know that whatever, if it is that production is at a point where they are having to really expand their team, which would only happen when it's pretty deep in. But who knows?
Would really love Breath of the Wild follow-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they do that. I hope they don't go to like it's Link's Awakening 3.
Well, I mean, yeah, again, this is just pure speculation, but we talked last week about those rumors that there'll be a Pro Switch is coming out and being announced. Like, you would like to think that that would be launching with some kind of new software to take advantage of that. So it could be something to do with that.
That'd be like Animal Crossing and be this year or something, though, I bet. If those rumors were true, that'll be out this year.
Yeah.
That Pro
Didn't model. It say it was like...
Or those two different branches, whatever they are.
Sure, but it'll need to be if a Pro one...
It's quarter one 2020, I think they said.
Right.
So
I think they were saying 2019.
No, they were saying this year, yeah. That's the rumor at least, yeah.
Right.
He was saying, that guy who was like reporting on it was saying summer, I think.
Announced at E3, released by Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it won't be a new Zelda.
No, it'll be Animal Crossing and Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, new Zelda game. I'm going to make a wild bet and say it's going to happen. And
they're
probably working on it right now.
I think that's stupid.
Speaking of games that are being worked on.
Yes.
Right now.
Mm.
Borderlands 3.
Oh, oh right, yeah.
I was you looking turkeys. At you like,
Yoshi's finished. We played it.
I guess, Mike, I'm working on it, like, in a way.
Oh, yeah, I completely. Borderlands 3 got announced. Yeah.
Not a fan of the Borderlands games myself.
Really?
Mm. Yeah,
that surprises me.
I don't like the humor. Sure. And I think the actual gameplay, I never really gelled with it.
Right. It's in the same boat as Destiny in my head, where it's very similar gameplay.
Really?
Sort of like Diablo 2, and it's mindless, shoot these people, get a whole bunch of weird guns, that's fun. Very little to it. I ignored the humor a lot because in the second one especially, there was a little bit of a grating.
That little robot, yeah. I got the second one and played it for a bit and then just got over it pretty quickly. I was like, this is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
I think I had the same experience.
Yeah. A little bit of zoinks, wacky humor type stuff. Third one looks to have the same thing.
Mm.
Looks to be pretty similar to the first few because there was that third pre-sequel one as well.
That's right, yeah.
But so yeah, they're like putting out Borderlands 1 on the current consoles and like upgrading the ports of 2 and pre-sequel for free apparently, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then 3's coming out. The trailer didn't show much of like whether there'll be more online integration type thing like Destiny, but it very much showed 4 players running around doing co-op shooting, driving around in vehicles, same looking graphics.
Yep.
Looks like a third Borderlands game.
Certainly does.
I do think the style of them is pretty cool. That's what sort of lured me in.
Yeah.
I like the aesthetic of it, but then...
Yeah, I don't.
Right.
I should. I love Westerns. I love video games.
It's a Mad Maxi Western, like, Destiny.
Yeah.
So it's crazy that I... Like,
it really is, like, the things that I like.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll like the three.
Plus,
three,
it's a whole bunch of, like, shit humor.
The cover pissed me off.
The cover of the guy shooting his brains out.
Yeah.
And then in the second one, he had 2 guns pointed to his head, 2 finger guns.
That's very Deadpool.
It's sort of, but also people other than Deadpool can point fingers at their head.
I think.
Also, it's tongue in cheek. It's not like Joker damage type shit.
Wait,
like,
you know, it's not serious.
But you know what I mean. It's.
Wait, that drawing didn't literally kill itself.
Yeah, I got scared every time I looked at it.
It's trying to help him. Trying to call.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
And then, ironically, everyone around me is saying, "Are you okay? Are you okay?"
Just the line of people around the street.
You have so just the cat, the motivational poster of the cat hanging on the wire. You have so much to live for. Don't do it.
I don't get things, guys. I don't.
But I don't know. The humor didn't rub me that wrong. I think it was fine.
Okay.
All the time.
I haven't played it in fucking years either, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to playing this third one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has been ages since the last one, so I imagine the fans are absolutely wetting their little backs over this.
Yeah.
Well, and everyone knew this was being made for a long time as well, so I would be very surprised if this wasn't out this year.
Mm.
I don't know if they've set a date yet. But yeah, that's kind of cool, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also,
it's a week of content.
Yeah, I played the first 2, got sick of it by halfway through the second one. Never played that third one.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this doesn't look like it's maybe gonna be enough for me to. Okay, in the trailer, the thing where it's like brick sack solo. That's bad.
Yes.
That was annoying, but I can ignore that because then it's also like, and there's a billion guns.
Yeah.
They literally mean it, and the guns can walk sometimes.
Wow.
The guns are weird and wacky.
I think they need gun control then.
I think everybody does. Yeah, Borderlands 3, same as the first 3.
3 fingers to the head this time?
So it'd have to be 3 different hands.
Oh, wow.
Doing the duck bill. Instead.
Well, there's technically that third one, so maybe, I don't know.
The shocker? Is that what you were trying to do?
Yes.
It'd have to be 3 hands to the head, so it'd be those 2, and then, like, I don't know, just someone else's hand would have to be.
A rude finger.
A rude finger! Yes. Oh, man, imagine that. Pointing a rude finger at your head like a gun. The ultimate Joker.
That'll be your comedy festival poster next year.
That's actually pretty... Definitely.
That is pretty great.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be mine.
Yeah. 2021, maybe.
What if the game's been finished and ready to go for 2 years now, but the hold-up is just like the graphic design division trying to work out this for the cover, and they just can't crack it, and this game's... the they're just like, we got to get this out the door.
Yeah. Put an octopus in the mask. Then we can have heaps more games after this.
Yeah.
No, there's no squids in Borderworld. An octopus isn't a squid.
And anyway. It's not called Borderworld.
It is. Borderworld
is the name
of the world.
Oh, it is? Okay, I thought you were saying. I thought you got the name of the game.
It's the Borderlands on Borderworld, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
In Border Galaxy, Border Universe, Border this bit.
You ever read them Discworld books?
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to love them.
Yeah, same.
I played the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I played the game as well.
Eric Idle was in it.
I started trying to read one of the books and couldn't get through it.
They're great. But I started reading them when I was, I think, 12 and loved them. Thought they were very funny. Liked that humor.
Now, what's going on there? It's a world that's on the back of a tortoise that's flying through space. No,
well, the disc is on top of four elephants.
Yes, that have funny names.
Tortoise, yeah.
Right, and then...
And the disc spins, right?
I can't remember.
I think
and then there's
does.
A little book with legs.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember him.
Yeah.
There's an orangutan.
The main guy's a wizard?
Well, there's a bunch of different main guys. Rincewind shows up a bunch.
Okay.
With him as the main guy, but then there's like ones about the city guards and some like witches, and they all kind of play on different tropes.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try getting back into Discworld.
Rincewind comes back the most, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
though.
I think
and
so.
And Death.
Yeah, Death is like a character.
You never really hear people talk about Discworld anymore.
No.
Do people still fuck with it?
Because Terry Pratchett died.
Yeah, but there's like people are dead and that people still talk about.
I don't talk about the dead, ever.
People still go see Disney films.
Nope. I don't.
It is kind of interesting.
I go and see unnamed Jew hater films.
That's a very
and then just that coming up on the screen. Unnamed Jew hater in squiggly letters.
Fuck. Yeah, but like for a 40 book series, you're right. I think not enough people talk about it.
Mm.
It's good shit.
It was great. It's never had a great adaptation. There was a cartoon that was okay.
That had the right tone, I think.
I think they did Weird Sisters and another one. The games I've never played either.
Soul Music, they made a series.
Soul Music,
of. Weirdly.
They made too, yeah.
Picked two. They did some like BBC live action ones, which none of them were very good, I don't think.
It's something, if you got the right actors involved, you could definitely make that into something.
Well, I've been watching, I don't know if you know this, Knox, I've been watching Game of Thrones.
Oh,
and if
what's
they,
that
if
about?
They, it's like a fantasy series. HBO makes it.
Doesn't sound like it's for me.
I was thinking like, oh, the dragons look like how I imagine the dragon from... Discworld, like the guards one.
Right.
It's like, if they had HBO budget, that could be a great Discworld.
Yeah. An animated thing I think worked.
Yeah.
Maybe they could do that.
The style of the game is pretty cool.
Mm.
The visual style of it. I remember just like...
Because they were original stories too, the game ones.
Mm. I remember liking the cover and then not knowing that it was a book when I got the game. No, it's a treasure chest with feet, not a book.
Yeah, there is a treasure chest with feet.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want to know my porno version of, since you guys are both horny today, mm-hmm. what my porno version of Discworld would be called? Now, don't guess.
Okay. The question is, do we want to know what it would
I
be?
I want you to just right, lock into okay. your heads what you think the porno version...
Well, I haven't decided if I want to know yet.
...of Discworld would
I'm not
be.
Sure I really care too much. I'm too horny to to absorb any new facts.
The original one is called Discworld.
Yes.
What would you guess the porno one would be? Just lock it into your head. Don't tell me.
Okay, I've locked it in.
I want you to say it
hang
afterwards.
Hang on.
Discworld.
Discworld.
I heard.
Okay. Now, the original
I've
is
got one.
Discworld.
Yeah. I think I have a pretty good handle on what it would be.
This is what I reckon the porno version of Discworld would be called.
Yes.
Lay it on us.
Whoa! Get a load of these girls instead of this.
Yeah, I guessed fuck world.
I was going to say sex fuck.
It's Hey!
Three very
the way that
different
joke worked, everybody, is that you think I'm going to say Dick's World.
That's it. That's it.
Three very bad and equally interesting takes.
The professional cover. Yeah.
Couldn't even say it.
Get those plugs in again. Damn. So that's all the news at the time of recording. Will all be wonderfully out of date by the time this goes up. So apologies once again.
It already
is. Catch up next Sunday.
It already is kind of out of date. Knox, you've been playing more Sekiro?
Like a little bit. I haven't had a huge amount of time, but fuck, that game is still great.
It's great. I have played a fair bit more. I've got from just mucking around before seeing the ogre,
yeah,
to beating the ogre, getting past the snake, and yeah, getting to the horse guy. And yeah, I'm fucking loving it. It's such a good game.
It's
I might
one
get
of the
that
best.
Or Devil yeah May Cry this week once my show's up and running.
I yeah reckon you might enjoy Devil May Cry more.
For sure.
Yeah. But that is a pure action game with a silly story. This is like tough. This yeah is real tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like a really hard rhythm game.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
I'm loving that about it. Mm. The little fuck yous it keeps giving you every time, and then you get to go fuck you back. To
totally.
It. It's mm the best feeling.
Yeah.
I love that game. I'm kind of stuck on one boss, mm, but then you can go in another direction. It branches off enough that you can switch back and
oh
forth.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's.
Was it you talking a while ago about what's it called? Super One More Jump.
Yeah.
I played a little bit of that last night.
It's pretty fun, right?
Yeah, it is. It's cool. It's a cool little concept. There's a demo on the eShop on the Switch.
Mm. Right.
If anyone is interested in trying it out, which is enough to get a little feel of.
And it's that for the whole game too.
Yeah.
Like,
mm, yeah. It gets pretty hard too. There's a bit where I've got to like go between a. Like, I just can't work out how to time it properly.
If you missed the one about Super One More Jump, it's like one button there. You're traveling across like a course, just like platforms laid mm-hmm out. You can stick to surfaces on some of them. You're just a little square who has to jump and get to the goal and yep like collect these little diamonds.
And there's
along
bits
the way
where you'll kind of loop around it.
Super Mario Galaxy style, you'll yeah kind of the gravity will catch you and you'll fling around. It's yep all very easy to see. You just gotta like do the perfect run of it.
But right then there's little obstacles in your way where if you don't time the jump properly to get onto the next little ledge
yeah
that's above you to get absorbed by that gravity, you'll hit something and just explode.
Yeah,
it.
Right.
And it's cool because it like every time you die, it leaves a little silhouette of where you died mm around the track, so you can see every little time that you failed as you're
right
doing it, which is a cool little thing. But I enjoy it.
Fun ooh bit of cool platforming.
Yeah, and it's a mobile game, right? Essentially.
I don't know.
I think it is.
I don't know.
I think it is originally a mobile game.
I'm never going to find out.
Okay.
I refuse to know.
Even you don't want
to
just get on the App Store and just like put it in there and have a little look.
I will get on the App Store and look up an app called Fuck You, Tommy. Don't tell me what to do.
Wow. That's on there?
Turns out it must be exclusive to Google Play.
Oh, wow. The one thing that the service they know I don't have.
Yes.
So I'll never know that it exists, that I'm getting roasted
what
on this shop
bitches
front.
Bitches.
Meow. I have been playing a little bit of Yoshi's Crafted World, which mm-hmm came out on Friday. Ben, you've been playing it?
Yeah, I've been playing it this morning.
What are your thoughts? Fascinated to hear what you think of this one.
It's very well made game for children.
Yeah, it is. It's so easy.
Like it, and it's that's not a criticism. It,
yeah,
that's exactly what it is. It's yeah very fun and light and silly, and that you know, it's like it's not the easiest game in the history of games, but
it's hard, up
it's,
there.
It's hard to because like I'm sort of judging that in terms of like I hit an enemy once in a level or I accidentally missed a jump because
right
I wasn't paying attention, but like you can't die, I don't think.
You can
right
you do have a limited number of hits you can take,
right,
but they're pretty high.
Yeah,
like there's a pretty high part of them.
Yeah,
right.
I have died a couple of times by just going this is so easy and being reckless and
yeah
then just going like
yeah
oh I've just played this like a fucking idiot for 15 minutes.
Right, yeah.
Taking hits that I didn't need to.
Yeah.
And there's no difficulty settings or whatever.
There
it's
is.
Just
you can make it easier than
it already
is.
You can make it easier.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And is this maybe just something where you're relatively early on and it's simple there? Or do you reckon it's...
It gets...
This is
the
game.
The platforming gets a little more intricate, but
yeah
not by much. I'm a little bit into it. But I think it's more... The design of it is more that there's lots of stuff to find in the levels.
Mm.
So the challenge is more about going back through and
yeah
like you can shoot things in the foreground and background to reveal where these little items are hidden.
Mm. Okay.
So it's more about going through and just being really observant about where things might be and trying to find the little hidden pathways.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds fun. A little exploration
yeah
game
yeah
like
yeah
that.
Yeah.
It's yeah, it's not
that's
a hard
where the challenge is. If you
want to yeah
find everything in every level, then you'll get a lot of time out of it.
Mm.
But if you're just going to cruise through, then then it won't take you long.
I mean, that's a lot like a bunch of recent Mario games too.
Except it's not as hard.
Even 3D World and stuff like that. I guess, no, I'm wrong about that. They did get hard towards the end.
Yeah.
But
if you wanted to get all the little red coins or whatever there was in the level.
It's that same principle. Yeah. But the platforming is almost impossible to fuck up.
From what I hear about this from reading a couple of reviews, there are a few levels right at the end that are very hard.
Right.
That get challenging right at the end.
Okay.
But aesthetically, I think it looks great.
Yeah, it's
fun. The design of it is really cool. It's really charming. There's a lot of like little twists in the level designs mm-hmm. that come up that are, there's always like something kind of new and interesting happening in each level to kind of keep you invested. Like I find myself kind of pushing through and playing a new level to just see what's the next little thing that comes up. And classic Nintendo where it's like a little twist for one level that's then done and gone.
Yeah.
Like there's little ones where there's one level where you're in like a giant Yoshi mech.
Yeah, I just did that one.
Yeah, just little things like that that are just these weird little twists that are fun and interesting. And
for like a 10-year-old, it'd be a fucking great game.
Oh, for sure.
It'd be so like exciting and like, oh, wow, what's doing this now? Like you ride a dog in one level.
Yeah.
Like it's all pretty classic platforming stuff, but yeah, done in a fun little style.
So you get to the end of each level and then you can play it through the other way, the flip side where the camera flips around and you're seeing the back of the level and there's three little dogs that are hiding that you have to try and find.
Mm.
And that's kind of interesting, like the visual thing of seeing the back of how the level is constructed. I read a thing with the director saying that the idea for that came from the original idea of the game was that you would play two-player co-op. You would both have your Switches in handheld mode and you would put them back to back.
Oh, nice.
And you'd be playing the same level at the same time, but one of you would be on the front side and one of you would be on the flip side.
That's cool.
Which is a really cool idea, quite impractical. Like, I can see why they abandoned it when the whole thing hinged on having to have two of you and having to play it in handheld mode.
Yeah.
But that would be cool if that idea got absorbed into some other project or something, because it is a really neat idea.
Or just add it on to this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, make it a mode.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun. And I think I said this last week of part of why I was looking forward to it. At a time where we are all professionally quite stressed, a lot going on.
Nah, I don't think it's coming across in my demeanor or voice.
What are you talking about? I'm fine.
It's been really nice to just like come home, put that on and just breathe through a couple of levels.
See, that's Sekiro for me. Right. I want a game to slap me on the ass and call me Sally.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. It just sounds like something that would be said in a movie, so I said it out loud. I want the game to hit me, and then I get to hit it back.
I think once my show is up and running, I'll be ready for that. But
oh, fuck, it's good.
At the moment, I can't handle that.
Yeah, it's because you have to totally focus on it.
Yeah,
you're not worried about anything else.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you're falling off a mountain because a giant snake's there because you're not worrying about your fucking
and
numbers.
And it makes it all the better when you beat that snake, when you stab that snake right in its fucking eye.
Exactly. It also gives you the satisfaction of like getting something done concretely.
Yeah, exactly. Being able to actually tick a box and not go like, I think it went well, but I don't know. You can't fucking beat Sekiro and go like, yeah, but it... There weren't that many samurai in there.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Like,
right.
I think it was good.
If you do well, you are good at video games.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The sword didn't cut it off, but like he was smiling. So maybe not like a full head chop, but you know.
I think Yoshi, if you're... If
comedy sucks!
I think Yoshi, if you've got kids, it's a must buy. You can play co-op and one of you can... You can sort of ride on each other, so one of you handles the shooting and one of you handles the platforming, which is kind of a cool way of doing things.
Yeah.
I hate the music. It's appalling.
Yes.
In like what way? That's
surprising. It's annoying. It's fucking annoying.
I'm fine with it being cheerful, but it's like kind of slightly off tune. It's just, it just doesn't work. And also there's not enough of it. There's not that many tracks, so they're repeated. They're annoying and they're repeated a lot.
Yeah,
like it feels... It feels underdone.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like deliberately kind of home. You know, like the levels are all, you know, you can see the duct tape and everything holding things together. So it's meant to look homemade and kind of cheap and shitty and whatever. But the music just seems like it's just underbaked. Like
that's
not
funny.
Enough went
that's
into
a,
it.
Yeah. A really good word for it. Underbaked. It's like they literally made half of the instrumentation and didn't have time to fill it out or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that Yoshi game on the 64, Yoshi's Story, I think I remember that having really good music. That little theme that.
Yeah, it's like the next step of that.
Wait, no, that's Wallace and Gromit. Sorry.
It's, I know, it's a. Ba, 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 ba. Yeah, Yoshi trying to find slices of Wensleydale in all the levels. It's sort of the next evolution of that.
Little toes, like when he's in the air. I can't really do this as a joke on the podcast, but I'm doing Wallace's fingers where they curl over and he goes... and waves them back and forth, but it's Yoshi jumping like that with his toes curled around and going.
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
that was the Three Stooges.
Once again, no, that's the Yoshi's noise. Bang, 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 bang.
God.
That's the joke that I was intending to make. So 9:45 p.m. at Acme every day.
But yeah, it's the music is just it's very frustrating. Like Like Captain Toad, which I've been playing a bit of, has kind of cheerful, childish music, but it's good. Like it's pleasant to listen to, as opposed to this, which is just annoying.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's there's not heaps to say about it other than it's like aesthetically it looks great.
Yeah.
It's really well designed. I like this aesthetic more than the Wool one that they did.
Mm-hmm.
Wool felt very kind of one note. Like that, seeing the little different things that have made the levels, like...
Yeah, I think the aesthetic ties into the way you play the game in a really nice way.
I also like that it's not justified at any point. It's not like, oh, a spell got cast on Yoshi World and now everything's craft.
Dr. Card Boardington!
It's just like, no explanation, like, everything's craft.
Yeah.
This is the world that he lives in.
Yeah.
That's that.
That's that.
That's it, baby.
It's a good game for kids, and I don't mean that as an insult.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, speaking of annoying to listen to, is that us done?
I'd say so.
Well, I mean, we have run out of things to talk
That'll
about.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Well, our YouTube videos are up now.
Yes.
They're going up every Tuesday.
Yes, the fourth one will have gone up 2 days ago.
Yep. Great
then,
response to them so far. Thanks to everyone who's been hitting us up. Leave a good comment if you want. All that stuff, I think, I don't know how all that shit works, but it does help the algorithm or whatever, I guess.
It does. Yeah, it does. Indeed.
Sorry we're all fucking exhausted for the next month too.
Yeah.
But hey, if you can't handle me at my comedy festival, you don't deserve me in my beautiful June when I've got nothing to do.
Yeah. I think people that listen to this are all kind of used to this by now. We've been doing this long enough.
Sure.
I think we're over the years getting better at doing these eps during the comedy festival.
I would agree with that.
I think the first year we did it, I remember Levens messaging me and going, those filthy pods make the comedy festival sound like the worst thing a person can do. He's like, can you just take the month off? It's depressing to listen to.
I think I'm keeping that atmosphere going.
Yeah, I'm having a good festival. I mean, we're what, 3 days in?
Yeah.
But like, Jim Cop's been good. Your show's been good, Knox. Everything's good.
It's just the everything. Like, I'm exhausted already in the lead up to it.
Yeah.
And then it's just standing on a fucking stage and being judged every night.
Yeah.
Is what I love.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy this and you want to support the show and get a little extra content, you can subscribe on Patreon. $10 a month is going to get you an extra episode every week where we fuck around and it's not exclusively about video games. Filthycasuals.com.au. Come see us at the Comedy Festival if you're in Melbourne. Thanks for listening. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals...
That's Yoshi jumping. It's perfect.
I thought that was a scene from Fuckworld.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.